Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Please keep in mind that We Know None contains horror elements and may contain content that some may find disturbing. Please see the episode show notes for more details and take care.
We Know None, Episode 3, Accusations. Written by Megan Gwen Davis and produced by Calliopic Productions.
Right. So, I'm outside Neath Police Station, about to go in for my, 8th interview in a week. It's just going to be the same questions again. They've set their sights on me that I'm more involved than I'm letting on, and they're clearly trying to catch me out. Not dim. I can see what they're doing a mile off. But I'm not going to make this pointless. I'm hiding my phone in my pocket and I'm going to record the interview, maybe actually get some information I can use. I get that they're just doing their jobs, but they're doing a shit job if a 21-year-old can do better in half the time. Right, come on. I'm going in.
Well, hello there, Miss Thomas. Nice to see you again. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. You know why I'm here. Can we just get on with it, please?
Right, lovely. Now if you'll just put your bag, coat and phone in our storage, you'll be taken to DC Cooper's office.
Bollocks.
Now, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say you forgot your phone was in your pocket. Mind handing that over, lovely?
You said I could record the conversation over the phone. I assumed that you misspoke just now.
Unfortunately, I did ask, and it is against policy to allow outside equipment. You'll have to do with our provided transcripts.
But that's not fair. How is that ethical to not allow someone their right to a recording of their own conversation? Just let me keep it.
Now, I'm not stupid, and I know you aren't either, so just hand it over before you get into trouble. If you just watch the attitude, I'm sure you'd be out of this whole mess a lot quicker.
I'd be out of this whole mess a lot quicker if you lot found Frankie. This is so stupid. Just stop being a dick.
Miss Thomas.
Jesus. Officer Cooper. Thought you'd be in your office.
Yes, as always, you make an impression on this building as soon as you walk in. It was difficult to just wait and pretend not to notice.
Yeah, sure. Let's just get a move on, shall we?
Of course. But first, if you could kindly cooperate with our policy and leave your phone in storage, I'd be grateful.
want the transcript to be the raw copy, no adapting or editing, even if there's errors. I want the original copy or no interview.
That seems like a fair deal. Now, the phone, please.
Well, that went well, didn't it? God, they've really got their eyes on me. I was so careful that it couldn't be seen in my pocket. Officer Cooper's interview went almost exactly the same as usual. She's so stubborn. Getting information out of her is like getting blood out of a stone. Although I'm not one to talk. I can tell she still suspects me, not necessarily for Frankie anymore, but she can clearly tell I've got something going on. If they'd all done their proper job searching Frankie's room, then I wouldn't need to mistrust their capabilities to find Miss Griffiths, would I? They didn't show their capabilities when Frank and I went 4 years ago. Their uselessness aside, I've got another tape I listened to last night, and seems I'm not the only one that's had some trouble with this lot recently. This is Frankie's Tapes, number 3.
Griffiths here, currently on location at St. Winwin's Shopping Centre. The place has been abandoned for only 2 years, and it's already got one hell of a history. The place was built under weird circumstances. The building companies change every few months during construction. The place got a reputation for being cursed even before it opened, and it shut pretty quickly. I'm pretty sure the land is some unofficial burial grounds, and they've managed to dig up a nasty little poltergeist. Just your basic stuff. Things getting pushed around, shops not getting trashed, nothing super major until the day before it's closing. There was a big incident where a woman fell through the top floor balcony all the way onto the linoleum tile at the bottom. Made a massive mess, and the place shut down almost immediately. Safety hazard, obviously. The landlord basically ran off, not wanting all the backlash, even though he promised he had it all checked through. As we all know, landlords are the scum of the earth, so I'm pretty sure this was just a cutting corners issue. But poltergeists also hate landlords and colonizers, so they probably pushed the place's inevitable death along. It's pretty much a ghost town. It's not very rotted, only 2 years after all, but it's clearly been abandoned. Most of the windows are broken, there's graffiti all over the entrance, but it peters out about 5 minutes into the building. Not many people have been this far in since it closed, obviously. Can't even see any evidence of squatters. Probably put off by the bad vibes of the place. I'd want to sleep here even less than the Dulles Craig Hotel, and that's saying something. I'm almost at the center where the woman fell. There's still a blood stain on the floor. No one's even tried to clean it. God, that's horrific. Christ, anyway, let's get some pictures of the balcony and stuff. Then I'm gonna go see if I can get this poltergeist to come out and say hello. Oh, for God's sake, why do ceilings keep falling on me? How in the fuck? Okay, so the shop window behind me just broke from nothing. I think I might be right about the poltergeist thing. Oh, I can't wait for these pics to develop. They're going to be so good. Maybe if I'm quick, I can grab one of the spirit. I'm going to try and... I'll get some more pics. I'll do a cleansing, and maybe this place can become safe for people to stay. It's not like the lock is difficult to get through.
Who's there? Hey!
Oh, shit!
Private property.
See what I mean? I remember getting a call from her about this. She didn't give me much detail. She never does, if you don't nag her. But she did say she got detained for a day under suspicion of vandalism. I mean, she wasn't done for it. Not like they can prove she somehow magically got the ceiling to fall down. She never told me she was trespassing, though. Kind of makes her being arrested in the first place more understandable. But she kept complaining to me after this about how they just kept bugging her over tiny little things. Trespassing is not that big of a deal, in my opinion. Like, get over it. Surely they've got more important things to be doing, right? Anyway, so not only has Frankie got a rep with Neath Police, but seems now that I do too. Doesn't make things any easier, but at least now I know some more background research. At least we can add another case of hers that isn't relevant to where she's gotten to. There's something else, too. I went to the bathroom after my interview, and on my way out, I heard a couple of familiar voices, so I got nosy, and I started recording. I'll cut it in here.
Protocol, Mrs. Griffiths. It's Miss, and frankly, I don't care about your protocols. I want my daughter found, and you letting that girl run about as she wishes isn't going to help.
There is no evidence against Miss Thomas. I'll admit, she isn't exactly the most friendly towards the team, and her evasiveness to cooperate has made her a focus in my list of suspects. But I can't just arrest a young woman because I don't like her attitude.
I know this girl. She's emotional and reckless. And to be honest, Fran was acting off for weeks before she left. She left for a week at a time on an article lead, and I just don't buy it. She's dug her claws into my girl and convinced her to run away into trouble.
Miss Griffiths, I understand your apprehension. You're scared for your daughter. But I assure you, we are doing all we can within our power to find her. But you need to trust us. Now, if you'd follow me into my office, we can continue this conversation in a more formal and private setting.
Fine.
Christ. So, I'm not popular anywhere I look at the moment. Seems the only friends I've got left are my parents. That's a bit sad, isn't it? I've got to go and talk to Jean. She's got to know more about Frankie's behaviour. If I can just win her over slightly, I can get so much further into finding some clues. I don't hold out much hope, though. Even when Frankie wasn't missing, she wasn't my biggest fan. I still have stress dreams about the time I was invited for dinner. Ugh. Anyway, end of recording.
We Know None is a podcast produced by Calliope Productions. Today's episode was written by Megan Gwen Davis and stars Megan Gwen Davis as Gwen Thomas, Freya Elsie as Frankie Griffiths, Harry Glynn Davis as PC Overall, Liza Holmes as DC Cooper, Helen Davis as Jean Griffiths, and Andrew Knoll as the police officer. It was produced by Kate Gallagher, with audio edited by Liza Holmes and Megan Gwen Davis. Our theme was composed by Freya Elsie. Information on sound effects used and other cool things can be found in the show notes below. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at CallioPicProd. If you enjoyed, please consider leaving us a review on your favourite podcast site or supporting us on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/CallioPicProductions. And until next time, stay safe and keep searching.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.